Liturgical Day, 11th Thursday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you pray, do not use a lot of words as the pagans do, for they hold that the more they say, the more chance they have of being heard. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need, even before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, just as we have forgiven those who are in debt to us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive others their wrongs, your Father in heaven will also forgive yours. If you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive you either." Today's commentary is by Father Emili Marlès from Sant Cugat de Vallès, Barcelona, Catalonia. Your Father knows what you need, even before you ask him. Today, the Lord wants to help us grow in a main issue of our Christian life, the prayer. He warns us not to pray like pagans, trying to convince God about what they want. Many times, we try to achieve what we want through insistence, being annoying to God, believing that we will be heard through our verbosity. The Lord reminds us that the Father is constantly solicitous of our life and that he knows what we need before we ask him at all times. Do we live with this kind of confidence? Am I aware that the Father is constantly washing my feet and that he knows better than anyone what I need at all times, in big things and in small things? Jesus opens for us a new horizon of prayer, the prayer of those who address to God with the conscience of being children. The type of relationship I have with a person is determined through the way I ask for things to that person, and also what I can expect from him. From a father, especially from the Heavenly Father, I can expect everything, and I know that he takes care of my life. For this reason, Jesus, who always lives as a true son, is telling you not to be worried about food and drink for yourself. Do I really have this son's consciousness? Am I addressing God with the same familiarity as I do with my father or mother? Later, Jesus opens his heart to us and teaches us what his relationship and prayer with the Father is like so that we also make it ours. With the Our Father prayer, Jesus teaches us to live as children. Saint Cyprian has a well-known comment about the Our Father, telling us, "We must remember and know that when we call God Father, we have to act as his children, in order for him to be pleased with us, as we are pleased to have him as Father."